president of the conference.
We call the Common Council of the City of Franklin to order special meeting. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Mayor Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Olson.
Here.
Alderman Solomon.
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman.
Haven't heard anything. Maybe he's on his way.
Alderman Schmidt.
Here.
Alderman Skransky.
Here.
Please rise to the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We get out of the way for the big crowd.
Well, we'll take a lot of your time. Thank you for coming tonight. In front of you, you have an article from the Greenfield Patch. By the way, I've been trying to get the editor of the Patch to come to Franklin for some time. Keeps saying he's going to do that, but never gets out here. This issue came to my attention, I believe it was Saturday morning, and there was a lot of discussion. Mayor Knightsky from Greenfield contacted me, as well as other elected officials. And I thought it should be brought to your attention because it does have the potential, and that's the word potential, of causing some problems where the problems would need to be corrected with perhaps additional poll workers or additional resources. I don't know exactly what they would be. As you're well aware from the article, it says there were nearly 450,000 printed ballots that are flawed and need to be reprinted, basically because they won't fit through the polling machines. While I think the clerk will tell you that Milwaukee County has assured the municipalities that they'll have this straightened out by Friday, I don't share the same faith that maybe others do in that organization anymore. And as a result of that, our constituents really don't know that it's Milwaukee County that's responsible for handling the ballots and getting them to the clerks. What they know is, or think, is that, as usual, the elections are under the auspices of the Common Council of the City of Franklin and the mayor and then the department heads. So we hope for the best, but there's no assurance whatsoever that can happen. I have the 2012 budget in front of me, and I know you don't. But there's a column, or there's a budget just for elections itself, and that this year temporary salaries are budgeted for $24,843, and so that should take us through the November elections, and there should be plenty of dollars in there if everything goes right, but there's a good chance that things may not go right. And one, I wanted to bring it to your attention right now because you may get calls from your constituents. Two, I wanted you to be aware that we may have to either move dollars around or that we may have to go back to the contingency funds if that's what you so elect to do. But nonetheless, again, because you may get the phone calls, your constituents may contact you, I want to bring this to your attention. I will tell you, I mean, as you already know, that the clerks are doing everything they possibly can to pull off a smooth election. But these are really some very unusual circumstances. I've been involved since 1999, and I don't ever recall a situation anywhere near one like this. Maybe there's been some problems at the state level. Maybe there's been problems in other counties. But I really don't recall something like this impacting the local municipalities. After some discussion with Mike Knightsky, I was going to call a special ICC meeting of all the municipalities, but we decided both to go our own ways and to do our own thing. And if things don't get corrected by Friday, there may in fact be a need for a special meeting of the ICC. With that, let me ask the clerk a question. There's approximately how many poll workers are there during the normal process, my appointments?
There are approximately 70. Some of them do split shifts, so not all 70 are working at the same time.
Okay. And so these additional workers that would be hired outside of that, are they also paid the normal, is it $7.57 or something like that?
It's minimum wage, and what they would not be working the entire day. That hopefully it would be two additional per polling place, and that would be only to handle the correction of all of the absentee ballots that have been mailed out.
And if you can also talk about, in the past you've had colored ballots versus non-colored, and then a potential of, some of these the ballots, I guess, we've been guaranteed for Friday, if in fact they didn't come there, and you had to do this manually, how labor-intensive that might be. And then also maybe the potential of errors that could occur in the process. Yep.
First of all, the current impact that the faulty ballots have had has been on everybody who has voted absentee or received an absentee ballot, but we have been assuring everybody that their vote will be counted. There is a process for remaking a ballot. At the current time, in a regular election, there may be anywhere from 0 to 10 ballots that the poll workers will have to remake that have been voted on absentee. If somebody votes with a crayon, the machine will not read it. If somebody spills coffee or rips it, the machine will not read it. So there is a process for what we call duplicating or remaking a defective ballot. And I have made that a couple steps easier for the poll workers, because every one of those defective ballots has to be marked defective. The remade ballot has to be marked remade. They are never attached to a name, so the voter's secret ballot still remains. But the poll workers do have to remake all of the ballots. So what I've done is tried to save some poll worker time, and I made stickers for the ballot that does not go through the machine, so they don't have to write the correct statutory wording on there. So that'll save them a step. They have to log in every single ballot that they make as an incident. So I created a log that I will pre-fill in for them. We do have to report by ward, so after the election I have to do 23 separate reports. I've tried to make some of the steps easier for the poll workers. So the ballots would be remade by two poll workers at each polling place, and because the normal poll workers have their process that they do, in some of the polling locations I can pull a current worker off of a book. We no longer as of this date, although that may change, have to check the IDs. So the extra poll worker we had at the last one can assist with remaking these ballots. So when people have been coming to the counter to vote absentee, we've been reassuring them that the ballot that they're being given is faulty, in that apparently the arrows are the tiniest bit too close together. The copy you have in front of you is what I consider to be a faulty ballot. This is one of the ballots that are that would not. It could be fed into the machine. It will fit. However, it will be kicked back with an error message saying unable to read or blank ballot. We never received our programming. We were one of the first communities to receive our ballots because we were about 2 weeks late in receiving the ballots when they should have been available for absentee voting. And I did inform the county that, in my opinion, that was unacceptable, even though I was speaking on behalf of the actual process. I was not speaking specifically on behalf of Franklin. They did put a rush on our ballots, and therefore we were one of the first communities to receive, or we were the first community to receive it, our ballots. And so they went out as soon as we got them. And then we were informed of the coding error, which we did not even get the ability to test yet because we didn't get our memory packs. We were also told that we didn't know when we would get sample ballots, so I had to create a sample ballot. I was not able to view a proof of this ballot, even though the error that is being alleged to be the main problem, I wouldn't have detected by just looking at. I do proof the correct supervisory districts and school districts and wards. The city of Franklin, now that we are over 35,000 in population, which I've been harping on since that happened, we now have to report by ward and have separate ballots per ward. So the city of Franklin has the most, aside from the city of Milwaukee, we have 28 different ballot styles. So when a voter walks into District 6, there is a chance that they will get the one of six different ballots, not a chance, but they will get the correct one of six different ballots. So the responsibility of the poll worker has just become enormous. And so we do have some very good poll workers. We are fortunate that, and in paying them minimum wage, I did have a meeting today and nobody got up and left out of disgust. I did tell them I was going to lock the door. So there is a process for the absentee ballots that will assure every voter that their vote will count. And the state and the county doesn't really direct municipalities, but through the county, the state has said we will not give direction to the municipalities on how we are requiring them to correct the absentee ballot problem. So some municipalities that do not have the volume of absentee ballots that we do are going to be counting them manually. And I made the decision and kind of verified it with the poll workers that the room for error is less when there is a duplicate ballot because you have a process of tracking that original ballot, and the manual counting and tallying of votes by humans, when you have a volume as great as Franklin does for absentee voting, there is great room for error. So I, the poll workers agreed with me today that, that even though it's a large amount of work, that the process would be better to do it with the duplicate ballot.
Saturday you were in here with Jody and Carmen, and I think
Lacey.
It was Lacey, and that was also the direct result of this, right, that you're working?
That was because the absentee ballots came in so late. What we would normally have done during the week when we ended up doing absentee ballots, we had, under state law, have to test the electronic voting equipment. So we're able to do that with the touchscreen machines because there are no ballots that... It's all manual entry onto the touch screen. So normally we would have been doing that the prior week, and we were getting ready for getting the absentee ballots out. So I had two employees in on Saturday, and they because the ballot is so long and the process is cumbersome, the staff has agreed that if they are needed at any time during this week, that they would be available. So, and the other thing that Franklin is going to lose out, in my opinion, on this election is even from the days of punch card voting, because we have split school districts and so many ballots normally in each district, now we have voting by ward, we will not, the county has said that they will not have colored ballots printed. And I have faith in the poll workers that the process that I'm going to set forth for them on still manually highlighting the poll list in colors and then placing descriptive colored pages on each pack of the ballots that that the voter should be assured that they will get them correct. But it's a, it ends up to be a 200-step process where the voter thinks elections are a 3-step process where you register to vote, you get a ballot, and out come some results. And when you know what goes on behind the scenes and how thorough everything is, it is closer to a 200-step process. So the colored ballots, I think, are a detriment, but I think that we can find ways to work around that.
You know, even when everything is going smoothly and everything's working perfectly, there's room for errors and there's room for miscalculations. I can remember a couple of elections, in fact, I think one was mine, where we were waiting for the tally to come in, and just took a little bit longer because of this situation or that situation. But that's in a perfect environment. Our poll workers are very good, but there's a lot of things that are now being thrown at them. And a lot of questions that they're going to have to deal with that they normally would not have to. You know, just like the county roads with the potholes and the problems, it's not normally the county supervisor gets the call, it's us that gets the call. And same holds true in the grass is growing in the medians or things aren't done in the county parks, in Fleming Park or whatever. So. That's one of the main reasons I brought it here. The other thing is the employees were working on Saturday, and some of them were working, I'm guessing, at overtime. But, now, is that budgeted? Yes, but you could also have had the staff working on other things, licensing, filing. So that also is an added expense here. to something that really, I mean, 450,000 printed ballots, and they don't fit through the voting machines. It's just one. Alderman Wilhelm?
I have a couple questions about the 35,000 reporting. Is that called?
That's a state requirement.
Okay. So that, and then the steps on the ballot changes. I guess first, what about this one? Is it horizontal or vertical? Are they too close for
When I asked the specific question, I was told that the ballot lines or the arrows were the tiniest bit too close together. And I believe that it is horizontal because the machine will read anything in that break of the arrow, you could put a dot there, but because they're, most people will draw a line, and if it goes too close to the arrow above it or beneath it, but I have not talked to the programmer personally, so I don't know that I would be assured that that was the only problem. There is also when I do the proofs on this, like I said, I verify the school district and the correct ward. I verify names. I verify the correct supervisory district. And so the technical things are all verified by me, but I never get to actually see a PDF or a copy of the file. And after I did receive this and they had already started on printing on ballots because I was the one who said it was unacceptable to have them so late. If you notice the first word write-in under the school district,
Oh, it's an error?
It's spelled incorrectly. So I did talk to the county on Saturday evening and said I would hope that I would be able to see a proof before they are sent to the printer, and I was told that I would have it Monday morning, and I did not have it this morning. And I had a poll worker meeting all afternoon, so I have not yet contacted her, but I'm hoping to see a proof. This actual ballot you have in front of you is reduced slightly. The ballot is even larger than this, so the lines here, it's a little deceiving, but the lines are actually closer together than they are on the actual ballot.
So was the ballot change when it went from bigger to larger? What was that change? Are they wider this way?
Go ahead.
The size of the ballot is dependent on what is on the ballot. Sometimes if there's one candidate, we have what's called a one-column ballot. Last election was a two-column ballot, so we reset the scanning machines. The actual paper size was not the issue.
Okay. So I guess the last question I have is, what department in the county puts this thing together? What is it? What types of
The Milwaukee County Election Commission works with the printer. Municipalities work up the what's called the ballot layout. We say what the candidates are locally. There is a chart that we forward. The chart is checked by the Milwaukee County Election Commission. We put our ballot order on there. Everything that we can do locally, we do on this. They then turn that either over to the printer. I do know that for this election, it was a different step where the Milwaukee County Election Commission was actually at physically at the printer for 3 days that I'm aware of. I don't know if there were more days that they were there, but they work with the printer directly.
I guess that brings just one more question. Then the Milwaukee County Election Commission, has there been a big turnout on that commission?
It's the employees of that department. The commission is a 3-member, part-time appointed commission, and there are employees that work for the commission. I don't know that I would say there's a high turnover, but that's.
I'm just wondering why all the problems travel.
It is a more complicated ballot, and there's been redistricting. I know that the employees that are in the department now did not work there during the last redistricting, but I don't know that that had any issues. But I know that they have been there less than 10 years.
Okay. Thank you.
Alderman Olson.
Whoever cares to answer this, obviously there'll be a financial impact on every municipality. What's the mechanism for recovering our costs from the county relative to our expenditure? Our taxpayers will pay for it eventually, but I'll not come out of the property tax like this. That was a political statement after a question.
Great. I don't know the answer to that. I know that we certainly could request that via the Ford Franklin Committee. And so I don't know the answer, but we can certainly look into that.
So then, Mr. Mayor, a motion to direct the clerk to maintain the record of official hours spent.
All hours. Including city staff.
Additional hours spent due to the election ballot issue. And then
moved and seconded. While I have it, for the record, Alderman Taylor came in at about 3 minutes after 6. Second under discussion, Alderman Skransky.
I agree 100%. It's not our mistake. We have to, we're looking at all costs, and those costs should be covered by the person that made a mistake to the city, and we shouldn't have to bear the brunt of any cost because of somebody else's mistake. And I would, if that's the county that does it, then the county should have to cover the money.
I think it's a good motion. Is there any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. I would ask for one other motion, and that's that from the council that the clerk, not that she needs to be directed, but has the support and backing of the common council to make sure that everything is done to try and deal with this circumstance to bring off a very good election in the city of Franklin.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Roll call. Motion. Request for roll call. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Skransky.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Alderman Olson.
Further motion to authorize the city clerk to obtain whatever additional labor required to
seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Nothing else. Madam Clerk?
I do want to make two real quick comments. One is that people have been, like I said earlier, they have been reassured that their vote will be counted. And when I did mention that the mayor and the aldermen will be meeting on it, that seemed to automatically put people at ease. At least the council was addressing the issue, and because the average voter doesn't know the full process, they seem to know when the council was going to meet on it. They continued their process at the counter and cast their absentee ballot, even though they knew it was on a ballot that was not actually going to be fed through the machine. The other thing is I received this at 4:37 p.m. today. The state, which even prior to the last election was real good at sending out 2, 3, 4 times a day different directives and notices on changes in election processes, they've now sent us an email saying that due to an increase in the interest into costs of statewide elections from the public and the legislature, the form that I have to fill out, one per district, it's a 5-6 page report. I have to do that after each election. It says it now asks for the cost of elections from clerks. So I would normally have to do a full set of costs, and now I will break it down for the mayor and the aldermen by what is due to the late arrival of the ballots in our office, which complicates our process for sending things out, and then also due to the printing. And naturally, it is my pleasure to work for the city of Franklin, and I don't get paid overtime, so I will include my hours that I do put in. And I will not make note in writing that I had last week when the ballots came, I was so glad to see them. I personally lifted 40 boxes that weighed 75 pounds each and felt like I didn't have to go to the gym afterwards because I had to go through them to pick out the absentee ballot. So I will continue to put forth the best effort I can. Keep everybody informed along the way.
Alderman Wilhelm, Alderman Olson, and Alderman Skransky.
You probably can't answer this, mayor or clerk, but I was just wondering whether you speculated on what cost we're talking about, extra?
I don't.
We're talking $100,000 for us, to the fairgrounds.
I don't, because the only thing I know is that it appears that promises made coming from the courthouse these days don't hold water. Still waiting for a parking lot at the sports complex.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
I can tell you that two poll workers at minimum wage at six polling locations for, I think I don't have my calculation, I think I calculated at 5 hours, which could potentially be the time that they would have to do the remaking of in excess of 500 ballots citywide. That was less than 500 of my staff that came in last Saturday, and those that work late. I'm thinking it potentially could be 1,000, but if the ballots don't come, as the mayor stated, it could maybe be 5,000. There'd be a lot of manual work. Maybe it would be 10,000.
Well,
so at the current time, it's not that much because we do have the money budgeted for the November election. It's just if I use it for this election.
Let's just say, hypothetically, rarely happens in Franklin, but let's say that there was a request for a recount in all of these elections because of school board races. Okay, now what's the cost? Because there's a larger margin, potential margin for error here. So, I mean, that recount efforts, as I know some of you are aware, took a lot of time and effort. And again, the staff was here, but they could be working on other things. So Alderman Olson, Alderman Skransky, and Alderman Song.
Well, the clerk does a wonderful job for us. She works for us. She responds well to us. She's a constituent. She's a taxpayer in the city. And she takes direction from us. Now she's taking direction from the state, which has costed us money. It would be an interesting line, Madam Clerk, to put on your report to the state that the cost of producing this report is X number of dollars. Just because they think they want the information doesn't mean that we have to give it to them. Well, that's not entirely true. But I find that interesting that they feel free to direct this.
Alderman Solomon?
I think your earlier comment about making things work, and we're going to have to make them work at any cost. Just so everybody up here is aware, she's got a budget of about $47,000 for elections. Now, if that goes up 10%, 20%, you're looking at another $10,000, potentially. Just so it, when we get to utilizing contingency dollars, those dollars, some of those dollars may be taken with this faux pas over and above, because she still has all the recall elections to do. She's still going to have the national election, presidential election. So, this could get kind of messy, and who's to say that they won't faux-paw this again? I'm sure there's going to be somebody looking at it, but 10 days is a lot of time. And I read in the paper this morning that all of the servicemen and women across the world, those ballots were supposed to be out in February, but they aren't even printed yet.
Right. There was an extension.
So it's turning into a real bag of worms.
Madam Clerk.
I do want to address that the City of Franklin did meet the requirement of the what is called the MOVE Act. It's the Military and Overseas Empowerment Act. We did comply with the federal law, and we did comply with the state law, because those military and overseas voters and the overseas voters are those not just overseas, it's with the intent not to re- intend to return. Those voters receive a presidential preference write-in ballot, and it did have the candidates' names. They had the ability to vote for the federal positions. So I do want to make it clear that there are municipalities that either did not respond to the survey that the state had required, or they responded that they did not meet that time element, and the city, we did meet that in the city of Franklin. So I just wanted that to be clear. And the other thing I want to clear up is the report that the state does make us do following the election is also a reconciliation report of if we said that in this ward there were 200 people that voted, that there were actually 200 people in that ward that we entered into our software system to give them the voting history. So there's pages and pages of reconciliation, and so it just looks like the cost elements is going to be just another thing added, but I will note your concern.
Okay. Well, I think you now understand why I called it a special meeting, but I know people have places to go.
Motion to adjourn, Your Honor.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries.
I'm over there.